Hello, everybody. This is S. Anthony Thomas. It's the S. Anthony Thomas Show, episode 138. Thank you for coming back. Sorry this episode is a little late, but I had some stuff I had to do, and I don't like to record the podcast until I can actually sit down and get everything done. I don't want to record a piece of it and then have to go do something else and then come back and record another piece of it. I don't like doing that crap, so I won't do that crap, and I didn't do that crap, so let's talk about this crap. Look. You know how sometimes when you buy a car, like if you buy a car and your credit sucks, I had a friend of mine who bought a car. His credit absolutely sucks. So what happened is they put this little thing in the OBD sensor in his car. So, you know, if he, I don't know, tries to run away with the car, they're not saying he specifically would run away with the car, but they have a tracking device on the car, right? And if you think you're going someplace, oh, you're in trouble. And if you try to unplug that thing, ooh, you're in trouble. You don't want to do that crap. They're tracking the car. It's almost like there's a little person looking up at you from the OBD2 sensor plug in your car going, you better not even think about stealing this car, you potential thief. Yeah, I'm looking right at you. Yeah, every second I'm here, I'm accusing you. I'm making fun of you because your credit sucks, and I'm looking at you because you might be a thief. Yeah, that's right. Soon as you turn the car, look at me flashing at you. Flash, flash, flash. Yeah, that's my robotic, electronic way of saying I'm watching you, punk, right? It was even one of those situations where because of the insurance that he had to tell them, you know, where do you normally drive? He had to tell them what his normal driving patterns were. Do you go out of state? This is a specific state that you live in. Do you go into the next state? How far into the next state you go? What time of day do you drive? How many miles do you drive? Are you going to be an Uber or Lyft driver? Are you going to do any kind of driving that requires you to put a lot of miles on the car? Could you spit in this cup? Could you pee in this cup? Can we have some urine? Can we have some blood? I would like to hold on to one of your 5 children for 3 months just to make sure you don't think you're going anywhere. You know, that might be too far. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to have one of my biggest, strongest, toughest kung fu expert salespeople just sit in the back of your car. So before you go anywhere, drive back to the dealership and pick up Jimmy so we can sit in the back of the car and watch you just in case your potential thief butt decides to steal our car. Punk. Oh, you have too many children? Oh, so the car is full. I guess that means we can't have Jimmy in the car with you. But we can have him trail you in one of our other cars. Yeah, when you go someplace, Jimmy's going to be right there. You let him know when you're leaving. He'll be outside in the car staring at your front door. And don't even think about going out the back door because we'll have Pete in the back. So if you try to go out the back, Pete will be in the back and Jimmy will be in the front. Yeah, that's right. And don't try to go out through the garage because we have Peggy in the garage, and we don't know whether we can trust you yet, punk. Okay, that might have been a little too far, but they did ask him a whole lot of questions, and I'm sitting next to him, and he's got the speakerphone on, and I'm looking at him as if to say, can't they just take your money and, you know, what the heck is going on with that? And that was him buying a car with credit that sucked, right? But the thing is, sometimes when you get a car and you get insurance, now I didn't have to worry about that because I bought my car, you know, and I was switching, you know, my old car off the insurance and putting the new car under the insurance. And I haven't had a car accident in the last car accident I have, which wasn't even my fault, was in 1997. It was a bad car accident. I talked about it on the pod. A lot of bad things led to, my friend got hurt in that accident, and there's a lot of bad things that went on. But it was not my fault. He said it was not my fault. The police said it was not my fault. The insurance said it was not my fault. But it still was an accident. But it was in the late 90s. The last time I checked, this is 2022. No moving violations, no parking tickets, no nothing. You can't have a cleaner record than me. You could take my driving record and you could actually make computer chips in a room made out of my driving record. And if you don't know what that reference is, one of the cleanest places in the world is a room where they make microchips, because it has to be meticulously clean, because if there's any impurities in there, it will damage the chip. I could just as easily say you could actually do brain surgery in a room made out of my driving record. Pretty much the same thing. You know what I'm saying? Back to what I was saying. You get the point. Ha ha ha. Moving on. But here's the thing, and I'm pretty sure that if you have car insurance, they just want to get an idea of what your driving is like. They want to get an idea what your driving is like. They don't want to take your word for it. Why would they take your word for it? They don't know you. You could be the biggest lying sack of crap in the world. I've never had a driving accident. Driving accident. Let me look up driving accident. Oh, it's just missing driving as an accident when driving. Wow, I am so against having driving accidents or any kind of tickets. I literally had to Google what that was. I didn't even know what that was. That's how clean my driving record is. Oh, there's some police coming. I'm now going to put these dark glasses on, pull this mask on, and pull my hat down for no particular reason. Oh, crap, the cop's coming in here. Well, while he's in here, just out of complete coincidence, I'm going to begin buying and purchasing things all the way in the back of the store where he can't see me. Oh, the police officer just saw me. And he frowned for no particular reason. You can go now. You definitely don't have to stand here and see what he's about to say to me, because that would be, here he comes. Hey, you didn't drive here, did you? Drive here? No, of course not. Good, because you know your license is double suspended. They literally came up with a thing called double suspended just for you. Most people just have their license suspended. Your license is double suspended. You're not even allowed to ride in a car. I hope you walked here.
Why is his license double suspended?
Well, he was a drunk driver, a high driver. He used to actually put a blindfold on. He actually turned backward in the seat and drove with his hands behind his back while drunk with a blindfold on, screaming, "Police ain't nothing, F them, F them." And then he plowed into a school bus. There was no kids in the school bus, but it was still a school bus. And, well, that's why his license is double suspended. It's a new thing. You know, they're actually passing legislation to name double suspension after him. Well, I'm going to go now, but I'm going to sit in the parking lot and see how you leave, because you better be catching the bus or walking. All right? Yeah. You really are bad at driving. Yeah. But you get the point. So now what they do is they put in these little things in the OBD2 sensor in your car, because they want to know everything. I talked about it in another podcast called Snitch Box or whatever I called it, right? But the thing is, when I did it, I actually got a discount. I got a discount on my driving because of the way it registered my driving. I drove exactly the way I said I was going to drive. My friend had to tell people how he was going to drive because his credit was so bad they were afraid he was going to steal a car. This guy's never stolen anything in his life. He was just really, really fiscally irresponsible at some point in his earlier life, and he's now just cleaning it up. Me, on the other hand, they were just trying to figure out what kind of driver I was going to be, right? And I'm going, I haven't had an accident, which was not my fault, since the late 90s, and this is 2022, and they're like, ha ha ha, we don't care, punk, put this crap in there. And me, a person who has never had a moving violation, don't have parking tickets, never had any kind of bad driving anything, except for that one fluke back in the day, do you know how they rated my driving? A B+. Now, if I'm getting a B+, who the hell's getting an A? Do you know how I got a B+ instead of an A? Because occasionally I had some really quick decelerations. I stopped my car quickly. Do you know why I stopped my car quickly? Because, I don't know, when a kid runs into the street to get a ball, I step on the brakes to keep from killing them. When someone's dog runs out in the street, I step on the brakes to keep from killing them. When somebody's car in front of me stops abruptly for whatever reason, I step on the brakes to keep from crashing into them. Maybe I should have plowed into the kid. Maybe I should have plowed into the dog. Maybe I should have rear-ended the police vehicle so I could get that A, huh? No. So now how much of a discount did I actually get for having a B+? My insurance was reduced by $100. Yeah, that's incredible. $100 a month. Man, that's a day, huh? Not $100 a month. $100 for the year. Oh, so how much does that reduce my payment? Let me actually go into my account online, because now it's automatically reduced, because now it's renewing this month. So I get to see that it's pretty much, it's exactly the same number, but it's about 25 cents. I save 25 cents a month. So I'm driving around with this little Peeping Tom box attached to my car for 6 months with this little accusatory sound. Every time I have to decelerate from to keep running over somebody, that little sad sounds the most annoying. You ever have a sound attached to something and it just drives you nuts? And that sound, you literally generate the feeling of hatred for that particular sound. I remember there was this girl that I was dating at the time, and she was over at my house all the time. And she did this thing which drove me nuts. She would always check my messages. Now, I had nothing to hide, but when she would do it on the speakerphone and she would check, I just want to see if anybody's calling me here. And that sound, wiggle, wiggle. Every time she would change the mic, you'd press the thing, wiggle, wiggle. And she was checking the messages. First of all, you're where I live. I didn't mind her checking the messages, because occasionally her dumb friends would call and leave a message. Is Tamika there? Hey, Steve. Okay, well, tell Tamika I said biggie, 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 yeah. So I didn't mind. Every once in a while, I'm sitting there going, you know, Mika has a phone at her house. And if she's here, let's be honest, we're doing something nice. And I really didn't want her picking up the phone going, hey, we're about to just get it on and do disgusting stuff to each other's genitals and buttocks. But let me check these messages, and hopefully no one's going to call to get me involved in a dumb conversation that's going to make me not be in the mood, because we're both sitting here naked and we're about to get it on and destroy each other in the best possible way. But let me listen to this message. Oh, my girlfriend had a bad day. You know, the kind of thing that's bad, but could definitely have waited 3 hours until we got finished getting it on. She could have left this message at my house and I could have helped her resolve this problem after we got finished tearing each other up. But now that I've heard of her struggles, I'm going to sit here bummed out and be all depressed and quiet. And then when you try to get it on with me, I'm going to go, you know what? I'm not in the mood. And then I'm going to sit here all miserable. And I may even go home early and talk about how men ain't crap on the phone. And then when you call me up, I'm going to be a little distant and dismissive. Not enough to make you want to leave me, but enough to let you know that you're definitely not getting any. And then I'm going to come over and you're not going to get any. And, you know, it's going to be like that. So I'm the big. And that's how you hear that sound. And she checked the messages and her friend would did it. I hated that sound. Even after we broke up amicably, which means we occasionally got it on for next year or so. And last month. Anyway, mind your business. Don't judge me. I still grew to hate that sound. That sound, before that happened, that was just a sound. I barely noticed it. I'd go to the phone, beep, 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 and that sound would come on, and I'd be doing something in the kitchen and listening to my message. I had no emotional attachment to that sound. But when she did that, and that sound meant potential of me not getting it on. You sit there with a woman you care about. She's sitting there looking good, and you're thinking, well, she's over here, so there's a good chance that something real nice is going to. Yeah, here comes that sound. And 80% of the time, it was just the sound without any problem, but the other 20% is one of her whining punk friends ruining my evening. Moving on back to the car. So I got tired of that sound. And that sound was annoying for 6 months. And unfortunately, it's a generic electronic sound. So now I have other electronic devices that make a similar sound that is not attached to that little snitch box in my car. And it makes me angry when I hear these other things, right? I got a remote control that makes that sound and I want to throw that crap across the room, right? I got a charger for my batteries that makes almost exactly the same sound, which is essentially a happy sound, letting me know that the batteries in my recorder are ready and I can begin recording and doing some good entertainment stuff. But I hear that sound and I'm like, shut up, punk. You little, oh, you're not the snitch box. You're the good sound. Ha 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 ha. Oh, doesn't it just bother you? It's really weird how little tiny things will tick you off sometimes, right? Oh, and I just got a letter in the mail from the company saying, thank you for sending the box back, right? And I'm going, the amount of money it cost you to send me that package and have it sent back, oh, that's about how much money I'm saving per month, you rotten sassafras and Jehoshaphats. Listen, insurance companies, look, I have a dash cam in my car, okay? Which means if somebody lies about whether I did something, I can prove that I didn't do the thing. Because I just literally had somebody hit my car and I had a dash cam, which means I'm going to be absolved of anything. I am saving you money. The other person's insurance company is going to have to fix the damage to the back of my car. I'm saving you money. How come I don't get $100 discount for that and save another 25 cents a month? I remember when I switched the insurance to this car and I asked the guy, I said, look, I have a dash cam in the car, you know, which obviously, you know, I haven't had an accident since like the late 90s and I'm not going to have an accident, you know, based on bad decisions, maybe a mistake or something like that. But I'm pretty much probably not going to have any accidents or anything like that. And I do have a dash cam permanently affixed to my car, which means if any kind of accident goes down, I will be able to prove it's not my fault. And if I can prove it's not my fault and obviously save the company money by making the other company have to pay, right? I mean, that should be worth something. And I could almost hear the guy suppress a laugh. He tried to turn it into a cough. Anyway, Mr. Chalmers, I definitely wasn't laughing at you. I was coughing. Right? And I said, oh, so you weren't laughing. You were just coughing. So how about the person that was obviously sitting next to you listening in on the phone call who said, ha, 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 he must be crazy. Was that a cough also? Oh, you heard that? I mean, that didn't happen. He was talking about somebody else. Right. So I just want to say this. Look, insurance companies, if there's a person like me who gets a B+, which should have been an A for his driving, and I have a dash cam, which saves you money, I want to get more of a discount. You should just have that as a bigger discount for somebody like me, damn it. I want a discount for that. I already get a discount because I'm a middle-aged guy, right? Well, not a discount. I mean, they don't give you a discount. They charge you less because you're a middle-aged guy. I should get a discount for a dash cam. I should get a discount because most of the time I do my driving during the day. I want a discount, dagnabbit. I'm just saying. Don't you think I should have a discount, people? Right? Well, a third of my audience is like 18 to 24. Y'all ain't getting a discount. You're young behinds. I remember being your age, and I remember the first time I was like 18, 19 years old, I'm calling around to get car insurance. And just like the guy, I can hear the guy suppressing a laugh when I asked him for a discount for the dash cam. You should have heard the laugh. The person thought they put the phone on mute, but they didn't put the phone on mute. I asked how much the insurance was, and the guy goes, and I pretty much sounded the same way I sound right now, even when I was 18 years old. My voice is a little more youthful, but this is pretty much how I've sounded for 30-something years, 40 years almost. And I asked the guy, and he goes, okay, sir. He's giving me the respect because he thinks I'm an older person. He thinks I'm like 30 or something like that. And I go, yeah, da-da-da-da-da, insurance. And he goes, oh, sure, yeah, we can get you a rate. All right, driving record, okay, that's good. Where you live, okay, that's good, that's good. How old are you? Hey, I'm 18 years old. And he goes, hold on for a minute. And I heard, because he thought he was hitting the mute button. And I'm telling you guys, like, I got an 18-year-old on the phone and thinks he's going to get in. He's laughing with his friends, right? Other people in the office, 18, we're going to rake his, I'm gonna rake him over the coals. Oh, oh, Mr. Thomas, this is the rate that we're going to give you. I didn't even want to tell him that I heard what he did. I just went through the whole, listened to his whole spiel. At that point, I had already made the decision I was not going to use this company because I knew the other companies were going to rip me off just as much. But at the very least, they would be smart enough to know to actually push down the mute button before they laughed at me, the rotten sassafras and Jehoshaphat. Oh, I think I'm going to name this episode I Digress for 20 Minutes. And that's pretty much what I did because this was not what the episode was supposed to be about. These notes will be used at another time. Folks, this is episode number 138. Thank you for coming back. Sorry I'm a little bit late. I normally would have had this episode out hours ago, but once again, I had some other things I had to take care of. And I'm going to try to make sure that I get these things wrapped up so I can put the episode out when I normally would put the episode out, okay? So much love to you. I will see you again next time. Do me a favor. Rate and review this podcast 5 stars. Tell people about this podcast. Tell your friends and family. Subscribe if you haven't subscribed. And make sure you do what you've been doing, which is bringing your butts back to listen to me talk this crap on a regular basis. Much love to you all. Take care.